Cal, how are we doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. You are not absolutely soaked. You've done well
to get it. Yeah. Only on the inside, you know?
Only on the inside. Yeah. Only on the inside. So, Cal, the Halliday Wine Companion has been called the definitive guide to Australian wine.
Yeah. They call it that.
They call it that.
Yeah.
Every year, they seek to score and review all the important wines in the country, resulting in a score for most wineries in Australia. Now, in August, it saw the release of the 2026 edition of the book, and with it, the awards for best wines and wineries of the year. So let's take a little look at the Wine Companion this year with our Wine Companion, Cal Lee.
Yeah.
Cal.
Hi.
Let's open this up a bit. Yeah. Let's pop this champagne a bit and say, what exactly is the purpose, the thrust of the Halliday Wine Companion, and why do they release an edition every year?
Yeah, totally. So I guess like big broad overview, James Halliday was a lawyer in Sydney. He then got together with two of his mates and they founded a small winery called Brokenwood. And in James's own words, basically like him being a lawyer allowed him to get access to some really great Australian wines, which is to say he made a bunch of money and bought a bunch of booze. But sort of started to become one of sort of a wave of wine reviewers that was sort of emerging at that time period. We sort of fast forward and sort of, I think since 87, I want to say, the Halliday Wine Companion has become like an annualized publication, which basically seeks to compile all of the reviews that he was already writing for all these Australian wines. And also there are a lot of guest writers. In fact, it's pretty much all guest writers these days. And sort of compile all those reviews and then use that to give some sort of definitive ranking to who's making the best wine in the country. The reason why it's an annualized publication is because the reviews are for each wine in a year. That gets updated every year. But the Companion actually does something which I think is really interesting, which is there are certain tiers of score that you can get as a winery that you can only achieve from having a persistent ranking year on year on year. So to become a Red Star winery, you need basically like 3 years of averaging gold medals for all your wines. And then to become like a full qualified red winery, it basically means you had at some point 10 years of exemplary like vintages in a row. So it is a thing that only works as an annualized publication in that way, so that you can sort of track these changing trends and sort of it helps to sort of balance out sort of people that might score better because they're particularly in vogue in certain seasons, or like, you know, had like a really exceptional like year, but maybe don't always have that same level of consistency year on year out.
Okay. Halliday likes his wines.
Yeah, okay. He does.
He likes his wines. So you've told us a little bit about maybe like, was it that the gold star?
The red star.
Yeah, so the red star is consistent quality over a certain number of years. So apart from that, how does a Halliday wine scoring system work?
Yeah, so they, for like classic wine reviews, they use the 100-point system. If you want to check on the 2SER website, we've got an episode about wine judging where I sort of explain how that system works in more detail. But the basic thing you need to know is that if you score 95 points or above, you're what's considered a gold medal wine, which is conceptually the idea is that that wine is the best example that it could be for that region, that price point, and the grape that they use in it, kind of thing.
Okay.
And I think it's something like 8% of all wines in there get gold medals, and then sort of everything sort of trickles down from there. So it's a pretty small fraction of there. Obviously, not every single wine in Australia gets reviewed by Halliday. Like, you know, there is a submission process. There was a lot of controversy in previous years about, like, you know, because Halliday typically isn't blind judged, which is like they know what the wines are going into the process.
Right,
like, you know, I'm not here to get into the nitty gritty on that, but like there are a lot of people with a lot of opinions about that specific thing. And also, you know, there is usually some sort of cost to submitting your wines to a publication to get reviewed, because basically that's how the reviewers get paid, you know, like they're not doing it out of charity. It's a job, you know.
Yes.
And a lot of these people are employed To do, like, specifically, a lot of writers have a specific beat kind of thing, you know. And there are holiday writers who, like, only touch Italian wines or only touch, like, you know, French Burgundy and stuff like that.
Right.
Who obviously are less represented in the Wine Companion because it's all about Australian wine. But, like, so I have to say, it's like, usually the people who are actually reviewing a specific wine are being given that wine because they are basically the foremost expert that the holiday or Wine Companion has on the subject.
Okay. So, with all of this said, who's striking gold or red this year?
Yeah.
Who are the winners in this year's Companion?
Who are the big winners? Well, I mean, first things first, Brokenwood did very well this year. Yeah. You know, and you might have, eagle-eared listeners might have noticed, Brokenwood was founded by James Halliday. No, and it's and it's always a funny thing. Like, Brokenwood always does really well in these awards. And I don't think it's just a function of nepotism. They actually are a spectacular winery who produce really good wines, but it always is a little funny. And, you know, these kinds of relationships you see a lot in the wine industry because there maybe isn't like a super strong veil between critical interests and commercial interests. You know what I mean? But head winemaker was, I'm going to double check her name. I want to say it's Virginia Wilcox. Virginia Wilcox from Vass Felix in Market River. Once again, another very long-standing, super established winery. She got winemaker of the year for her work there. Super duper impressive wines coming out of there, like stalwarts of Cabernet and Chardonnay have been for years. Viticulturalist of the years was Dr. Dylan Grigg, who a lot of his work is as a viticultural consultant. Actually has a really great little Instagram page, like a really good follow if you just want to sort of start to learn stuff about how, like, viticulture actually works as a science as opposed to just being like a day-to-day farming job kind of thing. And, you know, his sort of Vignavella is sort of his, I guess, production side, and they've made some pretty cool stuff there. And we're going to... Bonda got best value. Actually, Bonda, I do want to shout out Bonda because they're a winery which I feel like not a lot of people talk about. They're a little bit smaller. They're sort of like mainly based in McLaren Vale, but they do some of the best value reds in Australia, have done for years, and it's kind of nice to see guys who are pretty small scale and not necessarily like super commercial get some recognition for what they're doing. I think it's pronounced Junto GSM that they do. Absolute slap, absolutely slaps, like well worth checking out. And then the big award, which is each and every year, is the Wine of the Year, which was for this Charming Man, by Thistledown Wines, which is a single vineyard Grenache from McLaren Vale. Overall, McLaren Vale Grenache does really well in this publication this year. You know, I think they've really hit sort of a sweet spot. Thistledown specifically focuses just on producing Grenache. I think they do a few other wines, but mainly it's about Grenache and this sort of real passion project of trying to move Australia into this understanding of more site-specificness and sort of try and give the Australian answer to your sort of like your Cru Burgundy or your Premier Cru Bordeaux sort of style wines. And I haven't had a chance to try this wine personally because it sold out the day that these awards came out.
Like, it's just like, that's an endorsement. That's impressive.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where they're like, hey, you could buy a six pack for twice the price. I'm like, I'm good, actually. Like, but, you know, starting to think about certain parts of the Australian wine regions as being these very specific sites that do produce these excellent, super sophisticated wines year on year out, and sort of what can we do as an Australian wine industry to start supporting that stuff in a way that may be a little more direct and is a little more celebratory of like what this fruit quality actually means, you know?
Cool. Okay. Yeah. With all this said and all this roundup, the last thing I want to ask you just before we go is, Cal, what are you drinking this week, and is it on the Halliday Wine Companion?
I mean, yeah, it probably is. I haven't read the whole thing cover to cover yet. I've only had it for a week. but no, I am going to shout out the Vickery Riesling from the Clare Valley. A really classic Clare Valley Riesling. John Vickery started Vickery. God, I've said the word Vickery too many times. But passed away a couple of years ago, and his assistant winemaker has now taken over the winery, and she's got a real focus on making sure that everything sort of stays the same in terms of the actual production of the wines. And I think there is a power and an elegance and finesse in these wines that really shows through. Obviously, it's a little bit dreary today, so maybe not perfect Riesling weather, but like, oh, that beautiful summer sunshine we had for like 24 hours there. Like, this is absolute screamer. It goes great with shellfish and seafood and that kind of thing. And I think it's definitely something to sort of get around as we sort of hopefully approach some slightly better weather.
Well, we're looking forward to it this weekend. It should be nice and sunny. So give us that name for that wine again.
That's the Polish Hill River Riesling by Vickery. There'll be a link in the episode description.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Cal, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for dropping by for another little wine and dine sip time. And we'll chat again with you next week for even more wine fun.
Fantastic.
Can't
wait.
Fantastic stuff. That was our resident wine expert, Cal Lee, chatting all about the Halliday Wine Companion. If you want to see what else Cal's been educating us on and recommending, head to 2SER website and search for Wine Chat, or you can search Cal Lee as well.